This video is called Rest is Not Laziness. Many single mothers hear an inner voice that says, keep going, do more, try harder, don't stop. Sometimes that voice comes from real responsibility. Children need care. Work needs attention. Bills must be paid. Meals have to be prepared. Life does not pause just because you are tired. But sometimes that voice is not wisdom. Sometimes it is fear. Sometimes it is shame. Sometimes it is the pressure to prove that you are enough. Jesus did not treat rest as weakness. In Mark 6:31, Jesus said to his disciples, "You come apart into a deserted place and rest a while." They had been serving, people were coming and going, they had not even had time to eat. Jesus saw their limits. He sees yours too. Rest does not always mean a quiet retreat, a full day off, or a perfect Sabbath. In single mother life, rest may come in smaller forms. 5 minutes of silence before the children wake up, a simple prayer in the car, turning off the phone for a short time, going to bed instead of scrolling, letting the dishes wait so you can sit with your child, asking someone to help with one task, taking a walk, breathing before answering a difficult message, receiving grace when the house is not perfect. Rest is not laziness. Rest is stewardship of your body and soul. A tired mother is still a loved daughter of God. You are not just a worker, provider, problem solver, and caregiver. You are a God-designed woman with a body, a heart, a mind, and a soul. You need rhythms that include work and rest. You need a home plan that includes responsibility and mercy. You need a way to notice when exhaustion is beginning to shape your tone, your decisions, your spending, your parenting, or your communication with others. Rest will not solve every problem, but it can help you return to Christ with clearer vision. Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." Seeking God first includes trusting that you are not held together by constant motion, reflection, question, where do you most need permission to rest without shame? Gentle next step, choose one small rest practice this week and treat it as faithful stewardship rather than laziness.